Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, the True Straight Up, brought to you on this Party Friday.
On Party Friday.
Although all MAGA and DeSantis fans have had a great Party Thursday
has.
And a Party Friday over Martha's Vineyard.
It has been kind of a good week, a bad week for liberals. Liberals had so much to melt down over this week. They're probably all, and they have to get in therapy.
But tell us who the show is.
Okay, the show is brought to you by happytrees.co, a great full-service tree company. We use them, love what they've done with our yard, and Denver Synergenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. So we have one guest coming up in a little bit, Victoria Lundquist, to talk about the Reagan Roundup. That's a Adams County Republican Party deal.
But everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. We're going to be going to it.
As long as you're not a rhino.
We'll take rhino's money. Right,
they don't give money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. They get some kind of corporate sponsorship. Anyway, that's an aside.
A
lot to talk about today. So, feel free. If you want to call in, 888-627-6008. If you're joining us on Zoom and you want to, you can either put comments in the chat section, or we love it when people go ahead and just unmute themselves and bring, you know, they go ahead and you can either use a camera, or if you're camera ready, or if you're not camera ready, you can just use.
Just use
the audio portion. But that start out, I mean, it's been, I was kind of saying on Facebook, it's funny. Or first I started saying it would be funny, and then I said, no, actually it is funny. I mean, it's a serious topic, but we're talking about the liberal freak out over Ron DeSantis, the humanitarian crisis. It's just like Hitler, the human trafficking, right? That when Ron DeSantis sends 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, my God, it's like they're going to have to put gates up around the ferry or something
Yeah, they may have to know. I spent some summers in Martha's Vineyard.
I did not. I spent my summers in Des Moines, Iowa.
Well, and people think it's a small little island. It is not. It's the third largest island on the East Coast. It's about 100 square miles. So it's not a little place. But the average house these days.
They have no room there. What do you mean? It's totally, I mean, it's a crisis.
Half the houses, they got 20,000 that stay on there. And that's a lot more than when I was a kid. But half the houses are not occupied in the autumn and winter and stuff, just the late spring and summer. And so the idea that they have no room in the inn when they've got, and as you pointed out, Julie, that the Obamas have a 29-acre thing with 8 bathrooms, 7 bedrooms. I mean,
private beach.
So 20 of them could stay there.
Yeah.
And the remaining 30 could each get an acre. Kids get an acre each and a mule or something.
Daily Mail did a good thing. I looked, there are dozens of Airbnb places up there for rent. I mean, so these are those people who, and you know, anymore. Like when I drive by houses, and I know this is bad of me and people are going to criticize me for this maybe, but when I see those stupid signs, we stand with Ukraine, science, la, 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 all those signs. Remember a few years ago, all of that. I'm like, okay, get over it. I mean, no, you're virtue signaling, you know what I mean? We've seen it enough. 2 years is long enough for me to have to put up with that. But this, you just got to love these people. All of them have those signs. And before the immigrants could even read the signs, they'd been bussed out.
They have a Martha's Vineyard Island declaration, like, you know, we love black people, we love women, we support immigrants, legal and not legal, we support LGBT, we support everybody. Everybody said, well, you're going to have to change that one, because some of those wonderful immigrants that came by, you weren't so happy with.
In less than 48 hours, they deported their entire illegal
to a military base.
To a military base.
At Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
Be great.
There's your sanctuary city.
And then Charlie Baker, the Republican governor, activated 125 National Guardsmen. Now, what are the 125 going to do with 50 people? Are two of them going to kind of carry their luggage and,
it's like,
and help them bathe?
Several National Guard people per illegal immigrant. Well, and we're going to play some sound because it's just so hilarious. This is from Dr. Donna. I thought it was hilarious. But, you know, you've got, so in Chicago, a sanctuary city, they're sending them there. So Mayor Lori Lightfoot is shipping them out to the suburbs, which are not
human,
sanctuary.
Which is not human trafficking.
That's not human trafficking.
That's being
and the, humane. The mayors of the Chicago suburbs are like, what? We're not, what are you doing? You know, they've sent him to New York, but this is brilliant. Somebody was saying Nantucket next. Yes. I mean, I think, I mean, thank God for governors like Ron DeSantis, because it just exposes the hypocrisy and they don't seem to see it, right? The left is so in their own little echo chamber that they think if they just throw out enough of the terms humanitarian crisis,
this
human
is a Holocaust.
Trafficking,
this is Ken Burns comparing it to
we'll
the Holocaust.
We'll play that in a second. I mean, it's just hilarious to watch them. And I got a feeling that even if you maybe don't like Trump, and even if you're...
You have a sense of humor. Now, we understand.
A lot of Democrats don't.
A lot of Democrats and rhinos don't.
But you have, I mean, just about anybody, unless you are so far gone, you have to see the humor in this. So I want to play the soundbite. This one cracks me up. So this is from Lisa Bella Castro. She is the homelessness director on Martha's Vineyard. Now, wait a minute. I'm like, how many homeless people? I mean, you just know she's getting paid by our tax dollars. She got some kind of grant. She can't be that busy, right? The homelessness director.
But she has
director.
A good name, Bella Castro. That sounds
Yeah. So let's play her. She's explaining why these illegal immigrants can't possibly stay in Martha's Vineyard.
The difficult challenges are... we have, at some point in time, they have to move from here to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here.
I mean, that's just the most ridiculous
and
thing.
Apparently, she lives in a $3.6 million mansion.
Mail. Yeah, she lives in a $3.6 million mansion with six bedrooms, and a swimming pool in a gated area.
They could have
a few there. Well, it's just so ridiculous because as if, you remember when Ted Cruz had posted the picture when he was standing at the bridge at Del Rio, right? Mm-hmm. And there are roughly 11,000, one day, 11,000 illegal immigrants pouring into that community.
And
right.
Del Rio has like, you know, maybe has less people than Martha's Vineyard in the summer and you know, slightly
probably not
more
as
than
many
summer.
Airbnbs.
Not as many Airbnbs.
Probably not as many mansions and things like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So that's okay, right? And then it's not human trafficking when Biden flies them into cities
in the middle of the night.
Non-sanctuary cities in the middle of the night. That's not human trafficking. That's not kidnapping.
That's being fair.
But I mean, let's just say you're an illegal immigrant, you've made the trip, you've had the coyotes, you've survived the cartels, you've survived, you know, all the awful things that happened to you on these trips. And Ron DeSantis said, hey, you want to go to Brownsville or you want to go to Martha's Vineyard? And here's some pictures, right? I mean,
well, they give them laptops and stuff. Oh, Martha's Vineyard sounds like a nice place.
Yeah, go there. But then they take them to a military base. So there you go, Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem weird to you?
And then you read Reuters and AP and all these ones saying, the illegal immigrants, or the migrants, they call them,
right,
have been reached out by the population, who seems to easily be able to absorb them kicking them off
the island. They said if everyone were as welcoming as Martha's Island, it's like you show up at Martha's Vineyard, you get sent to a military
base.
You know, they give you a blanket, but I guess they showed them giving them Gatorade or something like that. But it's like, then they did. But so what's funny though is, so apparently the Biden administration obviously is freaking out over this.
Oh, Biden gave a decision. Horrific, wonderful speech to the Hispanic caucus, saying how this was inhumane and awful and just beyond the pale.
Well, and I mean, one could consider being inhumane sent to Martha's Vineyard. You were there. But
I was there. And I'm a victim of Martha's Vineyard.
You need reparations.
I need reparations for the time I had to spend there. And tell you the truth, I like the Hamptons better. Better golf courses.
Oh, they should send them to the Hamptons.
They should.
Send them to the Hamptons.
Yeah, they're more fun. Hamptons more fun.
And this is from Dr. Donna. Military base, 3 hots and a cot. No. Well, I mean, here's the thing. They're sending to a military base, and that's a lie. They're just getting them off of Martha's Vineyard because they can't keep them there, right?
I guess they could. Why not?
Well, because they had their catch and release. You know,
maybe they like it, the military base.
Well, yeah. Well, they're having to fire all the soldiers because they aren't getting vaccines. So, COVID vaccine, so they might have room. All right, so I want to play, but Ron DeSantis has just been hilarious in this. I mean, the guy's a genius for even thinking of this. If we could please play the DeSantis bite number one.
I also was a little bit perplexed when I heard that the president is scrambling to get his cabinet together to try to address the fact that you have governors who are helping to relocate illegal aliens to sanctuary cities. Now, he didn't scramble to get his cabinet together when we had millions of people illegally pouring across the southern border. He didn't scramble to get his cabinet together when you had 53 migrants die in some trailer in Texas because they were neglected by the federal government. You didn't see him scramble to get his cabinet together when we had Americans that were victimized by criminal aliens that he led across the border. You didn't see him scramble to get his cabinet together when we hit record fentanyl deaths, which that fentanyl is coming across his open border. It's only when you have 50 illegal aliens end up in a very wealthy, rich sanctuary enclave that he decides to scramble on this. And so I think what we are doing, I think what we're continuing to do is use every tool at our disposal to insulate the state of Florida from the negative ramifications of his reckless border policies.
He doesn't even have a border policy. So yeah, it's no border policy. Well,
you can't show everything, but there's another wonderful clip of Karine Jean-Pierre. She's explaining the Biden immigration policy in the border. And she really, about a minute, we're following protocols that allow for the orderly
the orderly transportation of illegal immigrants by the thousands non-Democrat cities, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's brilliant. I think they should send them to the Hamptons. They should send them to all these places.
Aspen could use
The leaves are turning. Aspen keeps on saying
they just can't get enough
diversity.
No, it's not diversity, but workers. They need more workers. So there you go. There are a few thousand of them. They're right there. They can help with the ski lifts and everything.
So they need diversity. It's kind of like, what is Martha's Vineyard is like
90%. The Obamas moved there.
That's right. To get the diversity quota up. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's funny to watch him scramble. But I think, DeSantis did make the really good point. It's like, yes, the people being used as pawns, well, whatever. They came here illegally, right?
You don't want to be used beautiful as pawns. Buses, plane flights. They've never been on plane flights. They're getting all their meals, everything else.
If you're worried about that, then I know just stay in your own country and maybe apply to enter the United States legally. That's always an option. People always forget that. But DeSantis pointed out, you have those people. I mean, what we've learned about the border, it's run now by the drug cartels. We've done shows where they have, they have wristbands QR codes on them to make sure they've paid. These are people that the sex assault of children, and I think a lot of times when you see the pictures of children, they're not with their families. They've been sold by their families to help these people get in with the children. And then they're just abandoned. I mean, you see stories all the time, finding children abandoned, right? I mean, in the desert near death.
They are no better off than Hunter Biden's illegitimate daughter, applied to have his child support payments cut because, $35,000 a month payment for his Malibu residence is pretty steep. So stinker can join all the other unwanted children.
The hypocrisy there. And then what I want to do is we're going to play one more Ron DeSantis soundbite. And I think then BBS guys, Don, if we could try to maybe get hold of Victoria, but let us play, because Ron DeSantis pointed out something else too, which is how much attention this is getting to how much attention the actual border crisis has actually gotten. So if we could please play DeSantis number two.
So instead of scrambling and worrying about a bunch of rich people and having 50, and oh, by the way, they already bust them out. They're gone. They said we want everyone. No one's illegal. And they're gone within 48 hours. And so why not actually look at what's going on? There were more Acela corporate journalists in Martha's Vineyard today than have ever gone down to the southern border to look what's going on. Why don't you go down there and look what some of those communities have to deal with every day?
I mean, you look at what some of those communities have to deal with, where they have, you know, people. We saw the one picture where the farmer had put the lock on the gate into his property and the border patrol came and unlocked it. So they just come onto his property. Let me read some of these comments. Let's see. This is from Leo. Chuck, good idea. Give them all a tent and let them stay in a private golf course, country clubs, not country clubs, and then let them eat at the 19th hole. From Mark, will Biden attempt to stop these flights and buses? That could be interesting. Mark, and that's what we're going to need. And again, if anybody wants to, maybe leave a message and try her again. I had a feeling Victoria might be kind of busy. I mean, that's apparently what they're trying to figure out how to do, is how to stop these flights, right? And we know, like, you might well say, well, they can't do that. The Department of Justice can't do that. It's like,
well, I guarantee you the FAA has been instructed to the Martha's Vineyard airport not to allow in any flights that may be containing
from Florida.
That may contain illegal aliens. I mean, you bet the word has gone out. So now they're going to take platoon boats from Cape Cod.
Oh, it'll be like the Cuba boat refugees.
Yes.
They could send them. They could do that. Or send them to, like you said, send them to the Hamptons, send them to Aspen, send them to places like that. But Mark, they're going to go ahead and say that it's kidnapping. They're going to go ahead and they're going to find some illegal immigrant who said, oh, I was forced onto that. I didn't want to go to Martha's Vineyard. I wanted to go to Brownsville. If they could seize Mike Lindell's cell phone,
they
could raid Mar-a-Lago, I think they can do anything they want. Pretty soon, anyone supporting this is going to be a domestic terrorist.
Well,
the FBI,
Facebook,
right?
Apparently reported anybody who complained about the 2020 election to the FBI, which I thought was just a great idea. If you don't support the brave people who supported these migrants in Martha's Vineyard, then you're going to be reported to your FBI.
Your FBI. This from Leo. They're going to throw road spikes out for any bus from El Paso. Well, I think they're not going to stop, because again, let's go back to because you say to yourself, why would they put up with this humiliation? Why would they have such double standards? And it goes back to, this is on purpose, right? This isn't just a stupid policy. This isn't just them looking like buffoons, although they do. They're willing to do that because they know in the end, unless really Trump gets back in, unless the midterms go the way we hope they're going to go, that this is going to be a done deal, right? They want to, you get in trouble, saying they want to transform the country. They don't really want to transform the country. Like, they do want to transform the country, not with illegal immigrants. They just want voters. That's what they want.
Right.
All of these people, they're getting
their names.
That's
not working out, as a lot of the voters are now voting Republican or Hispanic. Another kind of great one is, do they give full disclosure? They indicate that Chappaquiddick, which is really part of Martha's Vineyard, that's where Teddy Kennedy killed the secretary, and he did the 1965 Immigration Reform Act, which brought us all this wonderfulness. And they indicate that John F. Kennedy Jr. died while trying to fly to Martha's Vineyard 10 years ago. I mean, those are tragedies, and those people are not told about them.
they're getting fake news about Martha's Vineyard. Well, it's just hilarious to watch it. But again, they're not going to stop. They're just, and this is a minor blip in their thing. And I think they are probably scrambling to try to figure out how to stop these governors. And again, the Department of Justice, does anyone anymore have any doubt that they will follow the law or the Constitution?
Of course they won't.
That's what we'll talk about, the special master thing, in a minute. So there is that. And I think what they want is, they want to get more people dependent on the government. They want to get more people who they think will vote for them. And I think, but on top of that, they just want to get names. I mean, we see with all this all mail balloting, never purging voter rolls, all these people, if they came to Colorado, would go register cars, and then they could put down an address. No one ever checks that. And you get all of a sudden all these hundreds and hundreds of mail-in ballots sent to addresses, who knows who fills them out, right?
We have the gold standard.
Wayne Williams told you that.
You're just trafficking in conspiracy.
It's conspiracy theories.
As well as encouraging human trafficking.
There we go.
No wonder we got thrown off.
for something that's now been proven to be true. One thing too, though, as always, Tucker Carlson, I've come to really love Tucker Carlson, and we didn't have time for this, but even some of the people in Martha's Vineyard are like, you know, this is just, they're just doing this so that Tucker Carlson will talk about it. Tucker Carlson is like the great Satan to them, which is fun to watch.
He gave an almost 20-minute monologue on this. The funniest thing I've ever heard. I've replayed it 4 or 5 times. It's just,
and we'll play a clip hilarious. In a second, but he starts out by talking about Martha's Vineyard has been suffering in anguish under its own lack of diversity.
Yes, right? White privilege has been choking it, and then John DeSantis saved them.
Ron DeSantis saved them, and so they didn't. They'd be, you'd think they would have thought, why didn't we invite some illegal immigrants here?
Well, and then they pointed out, you know, Michelle Obama was talking about how growing up, they moved to a more affluent place and they got white flight. And so when the Obamas moved to Martha's Vineyard, their 20-acre compound, it was not to live in luxury around a lot of rich white people.
No, it was for diversity.
It was diversity. It was a blow for human justice.
Here, that's, if we could go ahead and play the Tucker Carlson soundbite too. He's pretty funny on this.
See if you can follow the argument here. When penniless illegal aliens show up in Brownsville, Texas, one of the poorest cities in the United States, they are noble strivers. They're looking for a better life in this country, and we applaud them. Good luck in Brownsville, newly arrived immigrants. But when these very same people jump the moat and get a free flight to Martha's Vineyard, it's something else entirely. It is, as the state rep just told you, quote, playing political games with people's lives, because it's dangerous. These immigrants could wander into a clam bake by accident, or worse. Much worse. Earlier today, CNN anchor John Berman, who's got fired, by the way, this morning, John Berman interviewed noted filmmaker Ken Burns. Burns is famous, but sad, exactly the kind of middle-aged prestige hound who spends an awful lot of time looming around Martha's Vineyard looking for other famous people. Burns has a new film out that blames the United States, of all countries on Earth, for the Holocaust. Now that the World War II generation has passed, Ken Burns can do that. There's no chance angry veterans will show up at his house and beat him with their canes for besmirching the memory of their closest friends who died in their early 20s fighting the Nazis. So Ken Burns can say whatever he wants, and many will believe him. So this morning, Burns played the role of Holocaust expert on CNN. And you know what Ken Burns has discovered? Ken Burns has discovered that Ron DeSantis sending illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard is pretty much exactly what Hitler did. Pretty much exactly. Watch this.
All of your documentaries are about history.
Yeah.
But all of them also make you think about where we are now. And we woke up to the news this morning that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida sent 2 plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, including kids and whatnot. And I'm not saying this is not a one-for-one. This is not a parallel here in any way. But it does address some of the same themes.
This is the coming straight out of the authoritarian playbook. This is what's so disturbing about DeSantis, is to use human beings, to weaponize human beings for a political purpose.
Ooh, you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It's literally, literally just like the Holocaust. Edgartown is Dachau. Oak Bluffs is Treblinka. The horrors. This is genocide. And it may be, but of course everything is relative. Martha's Vineyard may be a modern-day death camp, but compared to where illegal aliens usually go, it doesn't look that bad. Let's compare just for fun. On your screen, you will see images recently shot in America's border towns, which are now completely overrun under Joe Biden's immigration policy. You will notice, if you look carefully, chaos, violence, and filth. Okay, now we will take you to Martha's Vineyard. It's hellish, perhaps, but in a very different way.
They show the immigrants, you know, under the bridge, the hundreds and hundreds of them. And then they show these beautiful houses in Martha's Vineyard. It's just so funny. Okay, you know, I think if we can go ahead, I'm speaking to Donna BBS. We'll just see if she calls in. I know she had some other stuff going on. This from Dr. Donna. Midterms are frightening them. Too many are going to vote on election day rather than sometime during election month. And then Leo, good thing Teddy isn't around to teach your son how to drive.
Yeah,
well, I mean, and that's just a thing. They're just so silly.
Teach them how to pick up women.
And CNN, I mean, I don't know. I know they moved Don Lemon around, but that guy didn't get the memo. I guess he got fired. He didn't get the memo.
They didn't say he was fired. They say he's just, that show has been
replaced. It's like comparing Ron DeSantis flying 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard to the Holocaust. It's like, you know, I mean, I've seen people get in trouble and shamed on Facebook and had their families threatened for bringing up, you know, pictures that had nothing to do with the Holocaust, right? But this guy directly compares it and somehow that's okay.
Well, it's kind of,
and let him go ahead. I never heard of, I'm like,
you're not watching your PBS enough.
Oh, there we go. But it is ridiculous. But the scary thing, like I said, is they don't care, right? Because they're going to fundamentally transform this country anyway. That's their goal, the New World Order, right? And they don't care. What did I say? Mortgage rates going for over 6% now.
Excellent.
Right? Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's going to help. That's why there's a housing crisis on Martha's Vineyard. If you're going to buy a $12.9 million mansion and you're looking at 6% interest rates, mortgage rates, that could be a killer. That could be a killer.
Yeah.
So again, if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. Great comments there on the Zoom thing. We'll keep reading them. And if you want to comment in person, go ahead and just unmute yourself and you can go ahead and do that. But and we'll keep talking about this if you want, but do you want to switch over to the special master ruling? Because this is another good thing. Democrats and liberals are also freaking out over this. How could a judge, it's like Trump judges are going rogue. They're going rogue, Chuck.
Yeah, well, our Justice Department,
your Justice Department,
filed a two-part pleading, first indicating they were going to appeal the ruling and then saying, well, go through with that threat unless the judge offered a stay of the critical parts of the ruling, and in which case they wouldn't go up to the 11th Circuit. And the histrionics are just incredible.
Well, and let's back up so that people know what you're talking about. So what happened is the Trump judge, the Trump raid judge said she would allow a special master to go through because the FBI seized everything, even searched, Barron Trump's room. They seized everything. And so, and Trump is saying, hey, some of that stuff was personal. Some of it's attorney client, some of it's presidential privilege, et cetera, et cetera. And the Justice Department said, oh, we already looked through it all and we're everything is good. And the judge said, no, we're going to appoint a special, Trump asked for a special master, which is theoretically an independent third party person to go through and just see what categories the information falls in. And the Justice Department was trying to say, only we, Judge, you have no authority to make such decisions. Only we, the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, and we can totally trust him.
Yeah, and we would just, and they went, this stuff is so super secret.
Yeah.
So super secret that we cannot trust a special master with this.
Or you, Judge.
Or you, Judge. And it's just so super secret. And the judge kind of went, well,
beautifully. This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's just kind of, well, it seems to me that whatever leaks there have been from you.
Yeah.
None from Trump, none from this court, but a lot from you. So maybe not.
That's telling in a way, because remember we showed you, I don't know if I have it, the redacted search warrant where everything's black. So it was hard to see what was in the search warrant, but the judge gave us a clue in that ruling, because the judge did say that there was no evidence. They didn't present any evidence that Trump had done anything with these so-called classified documents or these allegedly classified documents, or that he had any plans to do anything. As the judge made it clear, these were just sitting in boxes in his basement. And that's what she said. And no one has done anything with it until you guys got your hands on it. And then you started leaking it all over. So that also eliminates, I mean, they keep trying to say that Trump, the liberal media, that Trump's a, you know, Russian asset, all this stuff. He had all these nefarious plans. And the judge is like, the affidavit presented zero evidence of that, which I think is also telling.
But a huge hyperbolic. I think this could be a national international crisis, and this could be the worst thing ever. You've got to just allow us to continue this prosecution investigation.
Right. And the judge also said, meanwhile, the documents that you have, which are in question, you can't continue the investigation.
You can give them to the intelligence community if they need it for some super secret reason. And then the FBI said, but we are the intelligence community. What do you mean the intelligence? We're part of the intelligence community. You can't just say intelligence community. That's us.
Well, and then they said, this I thought was also interesting, that government tried to argue, your DOJ tried to argue that even the, okay, so let's even say that Trump can prove that these documents were declassified like years and years ago, right? They tried to argue the still is wrong to have them because it could show sources and methods. And they didn't want anyone else to look at it.
Wouldn't want to know that Igor
Dachenko
was a human asset for the FBI. Oh, no.
So it's
good. Oh, no, his sources and methods. Oh.
What they're going to do, though, the special master is, the judge said, I found the categories, wants them to divide the stuff into four categories. One, personal information, like his passport,
hats. Give the wife the underwear back.
That's right, the hats and stuff, and documents that are not presumed to be privileged or right. even claimed to be privileged. So, I mean, that would be, like I said, that would just be his personal documents. He doesn't have to claim privilege. They're just his personal documents. They have no business there. Personal documents that are claimed privilege. Now, that would probably be attorney-client lawyer stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The other one is presidential records that are claimed to be privileged under the presidential thing, and then presidential records not claimed to be privileged, right? Now, it's interesting because here, again, what's interesting to me is here, again, the judge is sort of showing her thinking on this because the Department of Justice has tried to say that Trump has no right, number one, to declassify anything.
Right.
He has no right to claim any kind of privilege on anything.
Well,
no presidential privilege.
No president. The attorney client said, okay, we took a few of those. Yeah.
Right. And so what that means is what they said was, and that's where go back to the Biden White House, according to their filings, the president himself, President Biden himself said, well, I claim presidential privilege. They tried to argue that if you were president, as soon as you weren't president anymore, whatever presidential privilege you had
1 minute before,
now is transferred back to the other president, which is ludicrous on its face. It would mean that any document ever taken out of the White House or anywhere by a past president is now a crime. I mean, that's just ludicrous. So the fact, again, I think that's encouraging, don't you, Chuck, that the judge it has these categories,
yes, yes.
indicates that the judge says, no, these categories do exist.
Yeah, we're going to do this. And we'll see about all these nuclear secrets and everything else. It's going to be, they didn't go to, and now they're all, I'm sure they've been preparing for this. Now they'll go running to this 11th Circuit, 6 of the 11 are Trump appointees. The world's ending. This ludicrous judge is going to spill all the beans.
Yeah. Well, and what did the judge was saying, the special master can look at stuff. And then I think the special master will put it in piles. And the judge said, and we can argue about this later. You can say, no, I think we should have access to this. And again, keep in mind, they're trying to make it seem as if they keep using the term special, like the judge just made this up. It's like, no, this is pretty routine mm-hmm. for court stuff too. So I think it's interesting. And I think the fact that they really, another thing I think that's important is, they keep leaking stuff, right? And they leak it only one-sided. Like they'll say, that Trump, what did they say? It's like had nuclear information about another country.
Well, first it's the nuclear code.
Right.
Then it was nuclear information about another country.
Right.
And now, pretty soon he had a Wheaties box.
Yeah, a newsprint, mm-hmm. or a newspaper article about Sweden or something like that. But I think, though, it's going to be good because there is now going to be, and again, he could
well,
be
we'll try to stop it, I guarantee.
No, but what I mean, though, is there's going to be now this third party who
they're going to try to stop that.
No, I know, but let me just finish, though. If, as it stands right now, there is this third party who will know what they have. And there's going to be a third party who can turn around and say, no, there were no
nuclear codes. Well, the other good part is that they have to tell Trump what they have.
Right.
And they hated that. No, we can't tell Trump what we got. No criminals get that in our screwed up legal system.
We don't
tell him shit. We can go to a criminal trial and object then after being sent to prison.
I mean, so that's, and it's only too, it kind of says to me something about the information there that Trump's people aren't even really sure what they have, right? I mean, it would be like me if you had said, if we moved and they're like,
12
you know,
boxes.
We seized 12 boxes from your basement from when you moved. Yeah, I would have to say, is my diary in there? I mean, I'd be pretty sure what some of the stuff was, but which again shows, the deal. And I go back and forth on, I know the conservative treehouse guy is pretty well convinced that the reason they're after this is they want to get the Crossfire Hurricane documents.
Yeah, they do.
But on the other hand, I'm assuming that Trump knows what's in the documents. I'm assuming that them taking those documents doesn't completely cut all that off, right?
Well, I'm sure it would. They'd destroy him because
for don't think if Trump doesn't have, maybe that's where we want to go back, right? Yeah, if Trump has him someplace else. Yeah. But again, I think that's clever because we talked about this in another show. One of the things that Trump and his attorneys are doing with all of this legal maneuvering is they're putting that information under his attorney-client privilege. Mm-hmm. So Trump, therefore, can make the claim in some of the filings that he's made on this that he was providing that information to his lawyers
for a lawsuit that got dismissed,
but therefore they have it, and then that all falls under attorney-client privilege. So it's a mess. But I think the other thing they want to do, though, is continue to hammer Trump with it. I don't think they'll do it before the midterms because I think it's too dicey which way it'll go. But I think after the midterms, they'll indict Trump and arrest him.
Oh, sure. That's only fair. The special master has until November 30th
to
do his rapid and efficient review. They really can't use the documents for their lovely indictment.
Good point. Well, but I don't think it's going to stop him, right? I mean, nothing's going to stop him. And so
the world is going apart. 50 migrants in Martha's Vineyard.
And
my God, do you believe that?
The Trump judge.
The world is coming to an end.
The Trump judge is allowing the special master to look at the documents. So I think it's been a bad week for liberals. I don't know. What do you guys think about, you know, you're reading polls now that Biden's suddenly becoming more popular. I don't buy any of that. All you have to do is look at, again, mortgage interest rates, 6%, grocery prices up like 11%, FedEx stock plummeted 17%.
Because they weren't delivering too much.
Well, because there's nothing to deliver. Right. Previously, I know some of the container ship things, have saying we don't have anything to ship. Nobody's ordering inventory because they are full of inventory and nobody is buying anything, right? What I saw, restaurants are going down, food prices are going up, food prices cooked at home are going up, everything's going up. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing people notice. So I'm not
sure. It has been in some of the, you know, the Biden has increased maybe from 37 to 42, I think.
Is that
well, no, but you know, the once they get going. But as you look at a lot of these polls in these Senate races, now Oz is just two behind a Fetterwoman, calls himself. Boudlack, who is supposed to be an unelectable whack-a-magna guy who won the primary in New Hampshire is 1 point behind the incumbent. So it's tightening up in a lot of these ones.
Again, and this from Jacob too. Jacob, I think this is a really big point. When everyone gets their IRA and 401k statements, we're going to see who they vote for too. Mm-hmm. And then Leo, what happens to the migrants, illegal aliens in Martha's Vineyard that are gluten intolerant? No one even thought of that. The human inhumanity, right. I don't know how they do with gluten intolerant people at military bases. I'm not sure. And then Jacob, Michael Bennett's commercial starts with high food prices. Makes him look like a fool. You know, and speaking of that, we're kind of all over the day, Sky, so feel free to weigh in however you want to. I was getting my nails done earlier, the third world issue there, but a first world issue. But I had to watch the news because that's what they had on the TV there. And I was interested to see, number one, just the horrendous quality of the local TV news that was going on there. But secondly, the political ads are in full force, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of political ads. And so there was one, it was an anti-Heidi Gnall ad saying, they pulled a thing that's saying she's a MAGA candidate. I mean, they're trying to tie her to MAGA stuff, right? And then there was a positive Jared Polis, and those two kept running for a while, right?
Yeah, an endless loop.
There was another one for the CD8 candidate, the Democrat candidate, the pediatrician, whose name I can never remember. Yeah. And then there was one, the only Republican ad I saw was for Barbara Kirkmeyer.
There you go.
And so I thought to myself, well, remember we complained about this last time when Cory Gardner kept like holding on and not running ads, right? He's getting trash.
So after he lost.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was at meetings where people were asking Gardner's representatives, are you guys going to mount a campaign? Are you going to do anything? And they kept saying, we're saving money. And I got to wonder, hopefully this is not a strategy the Republicans are considering
again. The Democrats
again.
In every race across the country, every major race, are greatly outracing the Republicans. In part, they say, because Google promotes the small donor Democrat ones and then sends the spam any requests from
the Republicans.
And then, of course, you have Soros and you have Gates and you have all the other plutocrats on Martha's Vineyard who
are
pouring money in to make sure that the migrants don't stay on the island.
Don't come back. They don't get any more back. Okay, so there's just way more money, you think, is what's going on there, which is somewhat depressing. But it was just interesting. And I know...
Well, most of the money in the Republican primaries were Democrats promoting MAGA candidates who they thought were more weaker candidates. So that was the majority of the money. It wasn't Republicans.
But I mean, currently it's
massive amounts of Democratic money and no money for
right. I mean, just that's right. Oh, we do have, speaking of money for Republicans, perfect timing. We've got Victoria with us on line three. Victoria Lundquist with the Adams County Republican Party. She's not the Adams County Republican Party.
But she is.
She goes to the meetings, but wants to talk about the Reagan roundup. Hey, Victoria, are you the Republican Party? No, Joanne Winholz. We got to throw her in there too. Hey, Victoria, thank you for your time.
Joanne is the chair, and I'm president of Adams County Republican Women.
Well, there you go.
I happen to be organizing the Reagan Roundup.
Yay!
So we know it's going to be a good party because I've been to some events that you've held. So why don't you talk about, because we want to promote this. We're going to be going to this too. First of all, let's get the details out of the way. When is it? And where can folks get information?
Okay, it's going to be Saturday, October 1st, 6 o'clock to 11. The tickets, you can get discounted tickets if you purchase by September 22nd. Do you want me to go over the pricing?
Sure.
Okay. It includes, we have $80 for a single or $130 for a couple. So I'm encouraging people to just team up with someone and say $50. And then kids will be 15. It's a whole family type event. It's going to be fun for both adults and families. We're going to have dinner, dancing, kids activities. The speaker is Vera Ortegon, and a performance, a comedy show by a local comedian named Randy Mack. And then we also have a three-time world champion country dancer that's going to do a couple small performances for everyone.
What about the traditional drag show? Is that
the drag queen show for the children. We will not be having that. And let's talk a little bit. So this is, I mean, all of the different counties have some of these dinners, but Victoria, talk about what happens to the money raised here. What's it go for?
Well, Adams County has two large fundraising events a year. One's the Lincoln Dinner before summer, and the other one is the Reagan Roundup after summer. They've been annual events for quite some time. I'm not sure how long it's been. I've been a part of the Adams County Republican Party or participating, volunteering since 2016, I think. And they've always had these two events.
Right.
And then the money is used to help our candidates, of course, get elected and do the different events for them.
Okay. And this is, and am I right? Because this is what I like about Adams County is if you're in Adams, it's not like some parties or some areas where they kind of play favorites. In Adams County, if you're a Republican candidate, then you have access to, it doesn't matter, right? If whoever you are, if you're a Republican Party candidate in Adams County, this kind of money will go to help your campaign. And these
be honest about it. I mean, they do.
Well, and for that. And if certain candidates have already accepted a certain, their limit of donations, that's how we have to follow all of those rules.
But what I like,
so, you know, it won't be equal to every candidate depending on what their fundraisers have already done.
But what I like about this is this is a kind of money that goes to candidates who, you know, they don't get a lot of attention, right? It's one thing if you're running for Congress, right? It's another thing, you know, if you're running for governor or something like that. This is the kind of help that you're very small, but important. I mean, because it all starts, as Anil Mathai always says, it starts at the grassroots level. And this is—
Well, state rep, state senator.
Right. Well, an assessor.
That is so correct. And that is why this is so important. Yes, to help those candidates that don't get the national or the state attention as much.
And where then, final question for you, Victoria, where can people, if they want to get more information or if they want to get tickets?
Well, there is, we've sent like hundreds of emails out. There is a poster that's going out, has a QR code and a link, and all you have to do is click on it. The poster is also on Adams County Republican Women website, and it's also on Adams GOP website.
Okay.
I also put it on our Facebook page, Adams County Republican Women Facebook page, and it's also on Adams County Facebook page.
And if anybody is interested too, and you're like, where again, and you forget about it, feel free to send me, you know, you can send me an email or a note, and I'll help you figure out how to get to it too. So.
Okay. So my email is my last name, Lundquist, L-U-N-D-Q-U-I-S-T. And then my first name, Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, the number 7 at gmail.com.
All right.
So, yeah, you could email me. And email me your phone number. I'll give you a call and give you the details if that's easier.
All right.
Sounds great. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Victoria, thank you for doing this. I know this is a ton of work because I've been at some of the part, you know, the wide meetings where they're talking about this. And it's a ton of work, hard to get organized, like herding cats, and you've done a great job. And like I said, we'll be going there too. So hope to see a lot of people. And thank you for your time.
Take care, Victoria.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both.
Sure.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Hope to see everybody there.
All right, exactly.
All right, bye-bye.
Party Friday. That should be kind of cool. You know what I like they did too this year is they said kids are, I think it's, you know, it's not like a family event kind of thing, but there's going to be stuff for kids. I always think that's good when you have to try to figure out what you're going to do with daycare and things like that. And the ranch is a great facility there too.
Yeah,
let's see. Oh, this is Leo. I was going to run for city dog catcher, but I'm allergic. No rep money anyway. This is Jacob in a grumpy mood today. I got my regular flu shots today. Don't you make the chocolate chip cookies, Jacob, on Friday? And then Leo, to Dr. Donna. Parents would not allow pet grooming. Oh, so she had a farm full as an adult. Now, so no more dog catching. In fact, it's Dr. Donna is running for HD 53 down there.
That's right.
One other thing I wanted to talk about just briefly, because we're almost out of time. And this is kind of scary, is we've got another FBI, I love these FBI whistleblowers are coming forward talking about being pressured by the Biden Department of Justice to find white supremacist cases and domestic, and we've heard other whistleblowers say they've been encouraged to make everything be, you know, a domestic violence, not domestic violence, but a domestic political violence case, a domestic terrorist kind of case. You know, and cops can do this. Years ago, when I covered cops, the Denver narcotics cops, there was an extra grant for a while for doing narcotics raids or busts in housing project areas, right? So if you're setting up, you know, an illegal drug deal that now you're going to do a sting on, right? You can set it up outside of the housing project, or you can set it up inside the housing project where you all make overtime, right? And so they did that a lot. Or you can set it up for like right before you got off work, and so you're on regular pay, or you could set it up for after work when you would get overtime pay and blame it on the drug dealer. Well, so you can manipulate all kinds of things.
Well,
that's exactly what they're doing.
DUI. They kind of go, oh yeah, we'll pay time and a half. And so everybody set up DUI stops.
Right. And this
and then arrest people there if they don't work.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, if you're the head of the, you know, the joint FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, and you're now told that, you know, American citizens are the terrorists. Well, you can't really go to your boss and say, we don't have any white supremacists. I'm sorry. We've looked all over. We've posted fake posts on Facebook. We've infiltrated meetings. No one's a white supremacist. Nobody wants to kidnap the governor. But so then, of course, they do what they did in Michigan.
Yeah, then they make
it, make it up themselves.
Find some retarded person and convince him that's what he wants
But they want to do that, and then they're going to turn around, and they're going to say, you're going to see this is going to come, what's next is political violence up, skyrocketing everywhere. And it's all Trump supporters and it's all Mike Lindell's fault, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to use it to manipulate. And so if there is pressure, and I have no doubt that there is, for them to come up with these kind of cases, if you're an FBI agent, what are you going to do? You know, again, if you say, I can't find any cases, then they're going to go ahead and they're going to fire you and find someone who will. So you're going to be like, okay, this, it might have looked like a bank robbery, but actually we did see that guy one time say that he thought Trump had some good ideas.
And he was white. And so
he was white. Exactly.
Fund something.
Or he thought it was funny that they sent all the illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. So now it's a domestic terrorist, you know, kind of thing. Let's see. Okay, if people on chat, on the Zoom chat, Dr. Donna's sent some information. They're going to do some walking for her for HD53. You can go to donnawalter.com to find that out. And then from Jacob, from the Gateway Pundit, Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans busing illegals to other states is different than Biden doing the same thing.
Well, because they're
doing it for humanitarian reasons, Jacob. Yeah. We're doing it for racist, white supremacist, MAGA reasons, you know, which nobody buys. But again,
that's Jean-Pierre. She's a lot of fun.
Well, she's kind of like
Jen Psaki in her own way was pretty intelligent and vicious, an awful person, but intelligent. Jean-Pierre doesn't have that burden, and she's just amazing.
And no one cares, because does anyone believe what she says anyway? It's like,
well,
whatever.
Sometimes even she can't get it out. Like, you know, what is the Biden policy on the border?
But why is it okay for him to do it, but not Ron DeSantis to do it? You know, again, it's a ridiculous thing. Hey, that is going to wrap it up for us. Thank you to everybody on Zoom. Thank you to the great guys there at BBS. Remember, you can catch all of the shows at chuckandjulie.com, all of the various Rumble, Podbean, Apple, iTunes, you name it, we're everywhere there.
It's going to be a fun weekend. So see everybody on what's Monday?
Either Manic Monday or Mellow Monday. We don't know yet.
Manic Monday.
Everyone have a wonderful Party Friday. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.